The only purpose for his life could be to serve as a warning to others. It's the Drew Marshall Show.
Well, we've gone from Jason McCoy, frontman for the Roadhammers, Mr. Country Music Canada, talking about his farm, to my dad talking about the farm. Meanwhile, back in the farm with Grant Marshall, you know, we're losing a generation of respect, integrity, and honor, and a generation who were not afraid of hard work and sacrifice. My dad is that generation. Growing up in the farm taught him more about life than Google, so maybe we should take the time to listen before that generation is gone. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, my honor, my privilege to introduce to you the most popular segment on the Drew Marshall Show, Meanwhile Back in the Farm with Grant Marshall. Hello, sir.
Good afternoon, Drew. How are you?
I would like you to name the artist playing that tune in the background.
Oh, I think it might be Don Messer.
There we go. Golf clap for Mr. Marshall. Golf clap.
I think so.
Don Messer.
We heard that tune a little bit.
Yeah. You had all the Don Messer songs, didn't you?
Yeah. No, that's one we... One we know, anyway.
Okay, well, that one had the word Grant in it. Did you know that, Dad?
No, I don't think it did.
That's called Grant Lamb's Breakdown.
Oh, well, all right. And it's a good one.
Yep.
It's a good one.
So,
it's like the Mason's Apron. That's another good one.
I don't want to talk about the Mason's Apron, Dad. It's inappropriate.
The Little Burnt Potato.
The Little Burnt Potato.
Yeah.
Little Burnt Potato.
Well, sure, that's very popular.
Well, speaking of potatoes, as you say in the country, potatoes... At this time of the year, you'd be planting a lot of potatoes.
Well, we sure were, Drew, and we had a lady who was our neighbor who would come and cut the potatoes with an eye, you know, in every piece, and she would be up on the barn floor upstairs and dressed appropriately because it's cold, and she had her sharp knife, and she would spend the whole day cutting seed potatoes. Which in a few days, then we'd plant.
Yeah. Well, how many would she cut?
Oh, she would cut maybe 10 bags, maybe.
Okay, 10 bags.
There'd be a lot.
And one potato, how many eyes in one potato?
Well, there's usually three.
Three eyes in one potato.
There usually is three. And to get a plant, of course, you have to plant a seed potato, and
yeah,
then it grows.
And the time you disliked your father the most was the time he planted how many?
Oh, he planted 7 acres of these suckers. Oh, that was... He said himself, Drew, he
that
would
was too
never
much.
Do it again.
No, never
he
do
would
it again.
Never do
no.
it again.
No, because it's not like you drove around in the combine or the Massey or whatever. How did you pick the potatoes?
Well, all by hand, of course. up one row and down the other, and you'd have a potato basket that was kind of a weave thing, and you filled the basket, and then you went and dumped it in a bag, and gone. Oh, it was a terrible job.
How many buildings did you have on the property, Dad?
Well, we had three. The barn with an attached straw shed. Oh. Number two was the chicken house where the hens were, and number three was a driving shed.
Now, hold on. I would like to raise an issue here. You said number two. Did you not have four buildings on the property, including, speaking of number two, the outhouse?
Yes, we did.
All right.
Yes.
Don't be telling me lies on the Drew Marshall Show.
No, that was in behind the house. I kind of forgotten about that. But actually, that was used pretty well on a daily basis.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I actually just told that story this morning. I had a lovely French toast with some rhubarb stuff on top, and guess what story I told, Dad?
Yeah, but you told it this afternoon, too, because I listened to
it.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I don't know, Mary. Do you remember the story about the rhubarb?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you do, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. When the crapper fills up too much, you take the stuff out and you put her on the rhubarb, eh? Yeah.
And it flourished, I'll tell you that.
Now, what kind of equipment did you have in the drive shed?
Well, all the farm equipment that my dad needed, the seeder, which would plant the oats and barley, the binder, which would be would come in harvest time, that cut the grain.
Binder, don't even know her. Yep.
Oh, yes. Aww. And then there would be the mower, the hay mower, that would cut the hay. And, a scuffler that scuffled the potatoes.
Scuffler.
and a plow. There was a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And Dad was not one to, you know, leave things out over winter. So these all had to be put in after they were used in the summer.
Yeah.
All carefully backed in and in storage for the winter.
And, of course, this time of the year, it was, it's light later, right? I mean, I remember getting in trouble one time playing ball hockey out on Mill Pond Crescent because I didn't realize the time change, and I was going by the sun, not by a watch. And all of a sudden, the black car came around the corner, and I'd missed dinner, and that was not a good evening for Mr. Marshall Jr., let me tell you.
No, that's true.
About getting lighter later, and I'm sure that just means more chores, Dad.
Yeah, well, yes, but you can finish. You'd finish a little bit earlier, of course, and then you'd have time to, you know, sit out on the lawn or whatever. The daylight helped a little bit.
Hold on. So your recreational activity after chores was sitting
on
the
lawn?
Well, there wasn't a heck of a lot. And then you were probably so tired that you wanted to go to bed.
Yeah.
And some farmers, of course, do go to bed with the
sun.
Dark with the sun, and then they get up.
If I'm planting,
this is seed planting time. When you go through the country, and I'm sure you do, and I do too.
Yeah.
The land is being worked, and the seeds are planted. And we had a small farm compared to today, but there are thousands of acres with grains and potatoes and soybeans and. All that is done this last couple of weeks. And then hopefully the rains will come and we'll drive through those same fields another a month or so and up come the plants. And it starts all over again.
Yeah. Again, I keep thinking about this time of the year. And did you have any problems with critters? You know what I mean? Because I got to share this story with you. I let the dog out last night.
Yes.
And there was an unpleasant odor in the air.
Oh.
My daughter seems to think that that odor smells like a Tim Hortons coffee shop, but I don't think a skunk smells like a Tim Hortons coffee shop. So did you have skunk problems? Did you have mice problems? Did you have wolf or coyote problems or anything?
No. We didn't have that, Drew. You see, we had a coolie dog that would kind of keep an eye on things as far as the raccoons. And of course, there was always a barn cat, maybe even two, that hunted the mice and... My mother wouldn't allow mice in the house, and of course there weren't any because
you kill them.
The barn cat kept track of them all, and so we really didn't have that problem.
No.
Sometimes, as you know, at our cottage, and you know, sometimes we have mice there.
Yeah.
And they come in through the winter for shelter.
You know, one of the best ways to trap mice I found, and I did this a few years ago. You take a metal bucket, you 3/4 fill it with water. You drill holes in the side of the bucket up near the top. Then you put a metal dowel through, and you put peanut butter in the middle of the metal dowel.
Or a can.
And they just run across, get the peanut butter, flip into the thing, and drown.
I'm sorry about you.
Yeah.
Yes, they do. I've heard that method. I haven't actually seen it, but I've had that explained to me. And the fellow says it works.
Yeah.
It works beautifully.
Folks, if you want to make any complaints about the Drew Marshall Show, you go to drewmarshall.ca and click on complaints. That's exactly how it works. It's quite simple that way.
You've had a good show, Drew. I listened to part of it, and it's great.
Did you hear Wendy on the show?
Yes. And the girl singer at the start.
Now, hold on. I'm calling your bluff, Dad. You would have got more excited. Did you hear Cousin Wendy on the show?
No.
I that's what I'm saying. I called up Cousin Wendy because she was a big fan of the Bay City Rollers.
Oh, no, I'm wrong. I didn't hear that.
Oh, okay. Just, you know, don't.
No, I didn't.
I hold you in high esteem, young man.
I did not hear that.
Anyway,
that was kind of neat.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good time. Well, listen, I appreciate everything that you do in life, sir. Thank you very much.
That's great. We'll see you tomorrow at the cottage, so... Hopefully it'll be a nice day, and this is the long weekend.
It is the long weekend. And you're bringing up some food, I hope, are you?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Okay. I got a pie all ready for you.
He's got a pie!
Woo-hoo. I know.
Oh, buddy. And when we say pie, we mean, you know, good pie, you know?
Yeah,
and, like fruit pie, none of this meat pie business.
Oh, no. This will be fruit pie.
Good stuff. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Grant Marshall on the Drew Marshall Show. A privilege and an honor, sir. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks. Bye-bye. Apparently he's gone. Did you take him? What happened? Where'd he go?
I definitely...
Oh, you hung up on my dad?
Poor dad. That's not
You
nice.
Hung up on my dad. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, that's the end of the show, folks. If you missed any of today's show, you can go to our website, drewmarshall.ca. By the end of the week, we'll have everything loaded for your listening pleasure. What a pleasure to have Mayor here with us today. Thank you very much.
Not a problem.
Absolutely fantastic. Of course, if you missed the Bay City Rollers interview with Alan Longmore, it'll be up on the website, along with Jason McCoy, and so much more. Thanks for tuning in, and may y'all find the God who sees you. Take care.